Hello, everybody. Today I have very bad news, and is this. On Saturday, Pride Month starts. And the reason why Pride Month is such a bummer is because obviously there are gay people out there, there's transgender people, and frankly, especially when it comes to transgender people, unless you're living in San Francisco or Portland or Seattle, you just don't really see them that much. And if you're like me, you just kind of go on living your life. But during Pride Month, what happens is their religion gets shoved down your throat systematically through every single corporation in America. And make no mistake, none of these people care about transgender people. None of these people care about gay people or lesbian, or if they've got an I or an A or whatever, you know, letter or sign that they want to go by. And this was certainly the case with Peacock. And it used to be that places like NBC, who owns Peacock, or Netflix used to make things like Our Planet or Planet Earth, if you remember that one. I really enjoyed that one as a kid. And it was awesome because you got to see the Earth, things that you wouldn't normally see, the diversity and the beauty of the Earth. And Peacock decided, because they have to bow down to this religion, which is the LGBTQ cult, they decided to make a new series called Queer Planet. Luckily, I have the trailer here, well, or unluckily maybe, but we're going to be playing it anyway, so without further ado, take a look.
Our planet is home to over 11 million species.
The paparazzi really are everywhere.
Everything you were told as a kid is wrong.
You make me wanna dance!
Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded.
Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
So obviously it's not enough just to talk about gay animals in the documentary. They have to make all these sexual innuendos because, make no mistake, the LGBTQ coalition and that culture is a very sexual culture. That's really all they care about, the sex, promiscuity. So obviously this trailer is rife with that. But I want to go straight to the comment section because I thought the comment section kind of said it all. And this first comment is about comments. This guy says, the fact that they left the comments on is brave. And I agree. NBC, I give you credit for being brave enough to open the comments. I was thinking, this reminded me just of Dylan Mulvaney's crazy music video that I reacted to the other day. And he turned off the comments. It was on for a little bit. And when I go to these things, nobody wants to watch this. But you watch it because you have this kind of gross curiosity like I do. But the reward at the end of the rainbow is that you get to see the comments and people tear into these things. And so fortunately for Queer Planet, or for us rather, but unfortunately for Queer Planet, they actually left the comments on so we get to see them, unlike some of the other, you know, crazy leftist stuff. They're too afraid to face the heat, so they turn the comments off. The next one is pretty much what says it all and kind of defeats the logic of the whole point of this. He says, I just want to remind you that some animal species eat their family members just for fun. And this is the problem, right? For some reason, leftists think it's a smart strategy to say just because an animal does it, humans should do it too. And if you just say that out loud, you realize that that's complete nonsense. And you may even go to leftists and they might say, oh yeah, Queer Planet's not about that. They're just kind of showing what animals do. But that's not what's happening here. There's been a push from the left for a very long time to show if it happens in nature, then we should do it too. And that's just crazy business. I think most people are on to that. But it has to be said out loud because there are so many people who watch this and be like, yeah, it's so good that we're just giving representation and telling queer stories, whatever that means. But just because, again, we're fallen by nature. It's like the same argument as when they say, oh, but it's natural for me to be gay. And your Christianity is just poisoning my ability to be gay. And it's like, no. First off, I don't believe, and I don't think most Christians believe, that being gay is a sin. Acting on gay or homosexual tendencies is a sin, but just being gay is not. Most people believe that. I certainly believe that. But it's not like I believe that just because you're born with something naturally, that you get to act upon it. Like, I might have the desire to go and be promiscuous with tons of different people. That doesn't mean it's a good thing. Just as much as it, just because you were born gay doesn't mean you should just go out having sex with men. Just like if you're an animal, which we're not animals, we're humans, but if animals can eat other animals or rape other animals, by the way, then humans should be able to as well. So anyway, that comment kind of just destroys the narrative that this documentary is kind of trying to show. Obviously, the next person asks how much BlackRock paid them for this. I guarantee BlackRock has been pushing for this big time. I know BlackRock owns part of NBC, so it's no surprise there. This is actual insanity. Can't believe their streaming service is collapsing. By the way, there's no cut in between these comments. I didn't splice these together. These were just the top comments. So far, not a single positive word. If we keep going, again, no cut in between these comments. And just like that, millions of Peacock accounts were canceled. Yeah, this is the fundamental success of capitalism, and the reason why leftists are so bent on destroying it is that eventually there's going to be a breaking point, and we're seeing it in some places already. But entertainment cannot keep doing this forever. They might be able to do it for a time, but they cannot do it forever, because when millions of people, even thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, are canceling their Peacock account because they're like, I don't want my children to see Queer Planet, then eventually the execs who have their jobs on the line have to make the decision to go back to just normal entertainment. It's one of the reasons why companies like the Daily Wire or Valuetainment or these other conservative companies are doing really well right now. Because even though, sure, there are conservative principles in their media, it's not really that intense. It's pretty apolitical. And that's what most people are searching for. They don't really need a huge, strong political message when they're not looking for political commentary. They just want to be entertained. They don't need to look at lions being bisexual. Knowing, by the way, in the background, everybody knows that there's a political bent. Whether you support Queer Planet or you don't, you know that there's a political bent. So suddenly, watching TV goes from entertainment, maybe a little bit of like informative entertainment about the planet, to I'm watching this for political purposes. And it's not going to do Peacock any favors in the long run, or these other streaming services as well. The next person said, just deleted my Peacock account. The garbage needs to stop. Peacock fell off big time. And then, of course, the last one, first the frogs and now the flamingos. Yes, and the turning the frogs gay, it never stops. So this is the end of the day. The problem is that these companies are going to keep losing money. And the success is that capitalism, if it's not abolished by leftists and, you know, Joe Biden and other politicians trying to redistribute wealth systematically through our government, if that doesn't happen and capitalism is saved, then I am optimistic that entertainment will go a better direction and stop producing garbage like this. But if not, other companies will just simply replace them, and they really will just dwindle into insignificance, which is already happening with companies like CNN. Even Fox News has been struggling compared to what they used to be because of some of the crazy programming they've been giving off. And like I said, I'm just optimistic that Peacock will stop doing crap like this when they see tons of people just falling off and ending their subscriptions. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Go down below, comment your thoughts on Queer Planet and Pride Month coming up in 2 months. Will you be celebrating, or two days rather, will you be celebrating? I hope not, as well as like and subscribe to the video. We'll see you next time.